Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have. Yesterday was yet another record-breaking day, and we are off to a very fast start. In fact, yesterday, we did more volume, more sales, had more people come into the business than the entire first week of 2013. Let me say that again. Yesterday, we did more sales, more volume, had more transformations, more enrollments than the entire first week of 2013. So right now, there's no question that a day is like a week is like a month is like a year, and we've got a lot of excitement and good things going on. And I did a short 9-minute audio called The Magic Moment, and we are in a magic moment. And if you know anyone who's interested in business, they're going to be excited to hear this short information about the stability and infrastructure in place at Purium, about the timing and momentum and simplicity and speed and the commitment to innovation that we have in this company that makes right now a magic moment for the company. And so I'm glad you're listening on the line tonight. We are going to be making some significant innovations here in the very short future. We've been talking about them now for a couple of weeks. It looks like it's probably going to be Friday when we go live with a new online enrollment system that is going to be much more graphic, much more intuitive, work much better with Macintosh and Apple products. So it's going to be a huge upgrade for us. We're also going to be, at the exact same time, moving to a fully automated gift card marketing system where when you enroll a new person, they'll pick their web alias, they'll pick their gift card code, and it will immediately be issued. And all of the redemptions, whether they get a gold pack with 40 redemptions or a platinum pack with 60 redemptions, will be immediately loaded up in their back office. And we're also going to be moving to a member kit that is upgraded that includes gift cards. So tonight we're going to be talking about healthy happy hours with a couple of people that are having lots of success, two different green diamonds. And why we're talking about healthy happy hours is that the fastest growing groups in the company are utilizing healthy happy hours. And another reason is because these innovations have been built specifically for healthy happy hours. Because when you are at a healthy happy hour, now you'll be able to enroll a new person using an iPad. And we have lots of people who have iPads and lots of people who want to use those iPads to enroll. And quite frankly, our current system is not very friendly with iPads, and our new system will be fantastic. We've done tons of testing, all different sorts of devices, and we know that this new online enrollment system, at great expense to the company, is going to be a huge upgrade with iPads. Then the gift card is going to be issued automatically on the fly, which means that not only can you invite guests to a healthy happy hour, but your guests can invite guests, which means that if you sign up the first guest who invited some guests, they can enroll online with that iPad, get their gift card code, and enroll their friend up right there on the spot, which will lead to larger healthy happy hours. And you're going to hear why that's important in just a little bit. So we've got online enrollments and gift cards on the fly, and then a member kit will have 5 gift cards in it, and that means that a new person who comes into the business, or really maybe just their focus is just to do a transformation, and they're not sure if they want to do the business, but they do know they want the best price. They want to get the premier member price. They want to save 30%. They want to get the best value, so they get the member kit. Now the new member kit is going to include 5 gift cards. It's also going to include 10 of the transformation experience brochures and 10 of the getting started right brochures. Basically, it's like a mini healthy happy hour in a box, so that it's sitting there for that person. So by day 3, 4, 5, 6, when they're starting to feel great, when they can't believe the number on the scale, when they're starting to lose weight, and they say to themselves, wow, this really is amazing. And people are coming up to them saying, wow, I can't believe how good you look. What are you doing? Then the light bulb goes on, and they say, you know what? I should probably be sharing this with some people. And I've got 5 gift cards, and I've got 10 of these brochures, and I've got 10 of those brochures. I've got everything I really need. And so we're going to have a lot of duplication happening by accident. That's one of my favorite testimonials. We've done several testimonial videos, and one of my favorite is on the referral marketing video by a woman named Connie, and she says, you know, I just got into this by accident. I believed in the products, but I didn't really intend to do the business. But the next thing you know, I was sharing, I was referring, I was handing out gift cards. And so that's the power of, you know, some of the things that we're going to be doing here. So keep doing what you're doing, but maybe here in the next couple of days you're going to hear a big announcement about the online enrollment and some of these upgrades coming into place. So you are clearly at the right place, at the right time, at this magic moment. And whether you're product-oriented, whether you're saying, hey, you know, I really just love this transformation program, you know, we've got the group cleanse going on right now. Just got off of a fantastic support call. There must have been 60, 70 people on the call, and, you know, that's there for you. Other companies don't do that. We've got our cost per pound flyer that shows the value of our products compared to Weight Watchers, compared to Jenny Craig, compared to Nutrisystem and some of the other diet programs that are really short-term fixes that don't work as well as our program. We've got hundreds of before and after pictures, and that's going to be a real focus here in 2014 is utilizing Facebook and sharing more of the before and after photos that are coming in through transformationenrollment.com. So if you're product-oriented, you're in the perfect place at the perfect time because we have the fastest, healthiest, simplest, least expensive way to lose weight. You know, why promote something that's second best or third best or 10th best or 20th best when you can promote the best? So if you're product-oriented, everything's in place, including the tools. Now, if you're business-oriented, boy, we've got the Gold Rush extended right now. We've got the Diamond Achievement Bonus of $500 extended. And that new audio that I just put together and mentioned earlier, all of that's in place to share with people about the timing and the momentum and what we've got going on. And for everybody, if you want to build your belief level, if you want to understand the quality that we put into all of our products, if you want to understand the magnitude and potential of this business opportunity, then I'd love for you to join us in Long Beach next week. We've got a tour on Wednesday morning at 9:30. And if you don't live in Southern California, I'm sure you know lots of people that live in Southern California. And if you don't know lots of people that live in Southern California, I bet you know lots of people who know lots of people. So put the word out, because once they go on the manufacturing tour, amazing things happen because people really get the bigger picture of what we do and how unique it is to partner with the manufacturer directly. So we're going to talk here in just a second about the Healthy Happy Hour program with two different green diamonds, but I want to set up the conversation by saying that the fastest growing groups in our company are utilizing Healthy Happy Hours, and I think that's an important part of any promotional program is something for you to consider, and I'm sure that when you hear what these speakers have to say, you're going to find that it's fun and simple and profitable and easy to do a healthy happy hour, maybe way more profitable, way more simple, way more fun, way easier than you thought it might be. But, you know, for some of you, it really starts with the resolution. It starts with yourself, the commitment to do the transformation, do it right, and get a crazy result, and promote that on Facebook or some other way. For some of you, it's important to have an accountability partner, to do it as a couple, to do it with support. So find a couple of people that you want to do this with as a small team. You know, that may be the starting point before you do a healthy happy hour. Others of you who are more competitive, you might want to do it as a challenge. You know, a group of people you know through a particular group. Maybe it's your golfing buddies. Maybe it's your, you know, teachers that you know that you work with. Maybe it's parents of your kids, you know, something where it inspires all of you and maybe there's a little bit of competitiveness, or maybe it's your family members. And this is something you can do long distance, is to have a challenge and make it happen, and maybe even have your own reward beyond just the potential of winning a retreat. But certainly, as I said, the way that most people are growing the fastest in this company and the steadiest duplication is happening is working with a group of people that you know, local folks that you want to invite over, do a healthy happy hour, and from there, it starts to sprout, it starts to spread, and for one group that we're seeing this happen, you know, very, very quickly, is out of Hawaii. Her name is Shonda, and her husband, Lawrence DeCosta. They're a super couple out of Hawaii. They're green diamonds, and, you know, their business is growing like wildfire, and it's because of the Healthy Happy Hour program that she's put in place on Oahu for her friends and her local folks. So, Shonda, are you on the line?
I am here.
All right. Well, aloha. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on the call today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, it's hard not to notice what's going on with you and your team and what's happening with the Healthy Happy Hour program that you put in place. So why don't you walk people through, you know, kind of from start to finish, some of the important parts of doing a Healthy Happy Hour, maybe starting with the guest list and the invitation and how you do that or coach somebody else to make a guest list for a Healthy Happy Hour.
Well, I basically Healthy Happy Hours have been pretty simple for me because I keep it simple. And what worked extremely effective for me was the way that I excite and invite people. And I really don't work off of a guest list. I kind of just go out and excite people. So what I do is basically I spend my entire week, like my entire week leading up to my Healthy Happy Hour, I will just go out and basically, I follow these simple steps, and it's basically number one, excite, and I always say excite, excite, and excite. And then number two, I invite, and then I like to say over-invite. Number three, I send out reminders midweek and the day of. And then number four, follow-up, because obviously we know that fortune is in the follow-up. And so, you know, in order for me to have a successful Healthy Happy Hour, I like to spend the entire week leading up to my Healthy Happy Hour by exciting people. And I found that when you take every opportunity to just pique people's interest, just to pique someone's interest, by leading with this, and this is what I do all week long, every day. I kind of just go out like a crazy person, and I talk to people, and I'm just like, you know, hey, have you ever heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation? You can lose 5 to 20 pounds in just 10 days. And then I always share either my story or my husband's story in just a short 30 seconds, and I also send them some videos, like a few videos, and at that very moment, I will invite them to my next Healthy Happy Hour. And then I do this consistently.
Great. So quickly share your husband's story.
Oh, my husband. Oh, my goodness. So he did 10 days, the 10-day transformation, and in 10 days he lost 20 pounds. And then he did it again. So he did it again, and he lost 31 pounds in 20 days. And his psoriasis that he had since he was 8 years old went away. And basically that's all I do. I'm excited. I tell them the short story in just a few sentences. And people get pretty excited when they hear that he lost 31 pounds in 20 days. And his psoriasis that he had that he could never get rid of basically went away. And at that point they're like, okay, tell me what it is. Just tell me now. What do I need to do? And then I invite them to my Healthy Happy Hour. And because I consistently have my Healthy Happy Hours, I mean, I've had my Healthy Happy Hour every Sunday at 3:30 at my house since we were introduced to Purium 4 months ago. And so it's been pretty easy for me to just say, hey, you know I'm going to have it on Sunday. It's going to be at 3:30. Just be there. And, you know, if they need to come to a Healthy Happy Hour sooner than that, then I have, you know, a few different ones going on around the island. And so it's been pretty exciting just to be able to, I love having Healthy Happy Hours. But what's extremely important is the fact that you just, you know, just being consistent and then basically reminders that I send out. So I always send out a reminder midweek and actually the day of. And I never really, some people feel like, oh, I don't want to bug people, but I feel like I'm bugging them because people are so extremely busy And they appreciate the reminder. You know, just they wake up on a Sunday and they're like, okay, getting their day going, and they kind of forget. So just sending them that Facebook reminder or even just a text message saying, hey, I'm super excited to see you today. I can't wait to get healthy with you. See you at 3:30. And then just sending a simple little reminder like that, you know, people, I promise, they totally appreciate it.
So
and
are
then,
are you seeing your healthy happy hours build now that you're doing it consistently over time? Like, how many folks did you have the first week or two, and how many do you have now?
You know, they actually were building, and then our Christmas, I mean, our holiday season kind of, you know, sprung upon us, and it kind of, you know, people started to get really, really busy. But I can guarantee you that our healthy happy hours will just, you know, at one point in my garage, I had like 30 to 50 people. Maybe not. A lot of people were family members and, you know, lots of friends, but, you know, it was consistently building. And,
right. 30 to 50, and, that's fantastic.
So.
And so now you have some other people. You have some other people then that do healthy happy hours on your team on a consistent basis.
I do.
Nice.
Yes, and I'm super excited that the duplication is happening in our business because we do have people who are having healthy happy hours. And in fact, one of our team members, his name is Ikaika Palacio, and he actually went to another island, you know, to visit some family members, and he had his own healthy happy hours there, a couple of them. So I'm super proud of him. And yeah, it's just super exciting to see the duplication in place. And
great.
But you know, I just wanted to share one more thing about it, and just the fact that if people end up not showing up, you know, for those people who cancel, actually, you know what? I wanted to mention that there's going to be people who cancel. You know, people get busy; they're super busy. If you have a, you know, confirmed 5 people coming, never to rely on those 5 people. Just consistently keep inviting, because there's always going to be those last minute cancellations. You know, if 5 people say they're coming, it's safe to say that 2 people will end up showing up. So till the very last hour, I'm sending out those reminder text messages and, you know, getting on the phone and saying, hey, you know, I'm having that healthy happy hour, and, you know, just to consistently get, you know, get those invitations out. And I always follow up, no matter what. I follow up with those people who end up not showing up because, like I mentioned earlier, fortune is in the follow-up. And people actually need to be exposed to something about 7 times to take action. So I follow up with them. I get them to another healthy or invite them to my next healthy happy hour. Or what's been very effective is my friend Geraldine Camarillo. She has many healthy happy hours. And so if it doesn't work for some people to come to your own healthy happy hour, you can bring the healthy happy hour to them and have many healthy happy hours. And I like to do that as follow-up.
Nice.
You know, as the follow-up. Yeah, so it's been totally
excellent.
Working. And
okay, sorry, go ahead.
I don't know. And also, I've been encouraging people to have their own healthy happy hours in their home, because some people feel comfortable with having their own healthy happy hours. So that's pretty much what I do. And also, if I have someone who's on the fence, someone who's kind of just like, oh, I kind of want to do it, but I'm not sure, definitely get them on a 3-way call with their upline diamond or above, because those 3-way calls are super effective just to get someone over the fence.
Nice. Well, good. Well, I appreciate you sharing so many great insights and the Excite and Invite program. And the consistency piece, I think, is really, really important. And so, you know, when you have that consistent, healthy, happy hour, a place to go, a place that people can plug into. Last question, do you have some people then when you're doing your Sunday at 3:30 healthy, happy hours, do you have other people on your team then inviting into your healthy happy hour, so it's not just you that's
absolutely
inviting?
Yes, we do. Yes.
So I think that's another great idea, is that, you know, you want to build a core, build a team, build some consistency, you know, find a great, you know, environment and, you know, and learn from it and then plug people into it. And then from there, let it spring off into its own new universe of healthy happy hours. And so it sounds like, you know, now it's gone from one that got up to as many as 30 to 50 to now multiple ones, and hopefully they'll get up to 30 to 50 and then, you know, they'll spring off as well. So congratulations on all the success. Congratulations on making it to Green Diamond. And I know that's just a stop along a much bigger path for you and for Lawrence.
Thank you so much, David.
All right. Excellent. Well, I've got another Green Diamond on the line, and his story is a little different. He's all the way across the country in Florida, and he's been with the company for a while. So another power couple, Joel and Jane Calandrillo. Joel's on the line here. So, Joel, I know that you've had a lot of success with Healthy Happy Hours. Your business is growing in not only in Florida but all around. And if you could, you know, one of the things I want to pick up on with, you know, what Shonda was saying is, you know, she was talking about having, you know, five people and two people showing up or 30 to 50 people showing up. I know you've done Healthy Happy Hours of all shapes and sizes and all kinds of environments. Why don't you share a little bit about, you know, your perspective on small versus large Healthy Happy Hours and what kind of happens there?
Sure, David. Thank you so much for having me on the line tonight and some really wonderful words of wisdom from Shonda. I just want to start by saying I love the invite, excite. I just want to add to that maybe ignite with the power shake and some really powerful drinks we do with the Happy Healthy Hour. Which I love the Be Energetic, which, you know, the gin singer, I love to always make sure that's a staple at every single one that I do to give people some really powerful energy at our Healthy Happy Hours. But I want to start out by saying also that more people equals more results for me. I mean, the bigger the better. That was fantastic. She was just mentioning about how she had like 30 to 50 people in the garage that day. And, you know, most people, maybe they don't know how to invite a lot of people, get a lot of people to an event, but, you know, when you build a lot of hype around it, like good hype, and we're going to have, like, a really great, like, healthy happy hour with some really good music, and we're going to show some videos, and, you know, no sales pitch. I mean, the sales pitch is just the product and the transformation. You're not trying, there's no hard sell here. So I like to try to get at least, you know, between 15 and 25 people to a healthy happy hour. And then with that being said, we usually get about half the people that sign up as guests. And, you know, sometimes they're a couple, sometimes they're just looking, sometimes they're involved with other companies, they just want to hear what we have to say. So we do it more like a party atmosphere. We pick out some really cool music, we make some really good drinks, we show a couple of really good videos, we keep it really casual, really calm, really fun, really easy. And then basically the sign-ups just happen very organically, very natural.
Well, you know, one of the things that's really interesting you talk about as far as keeping it fun and keeping it simple is that, you know, in some ways, you know, you're already training the people who are there as guests, because it's pretty easy to make a product decision. Yeah, this looks like a good product. This looks pretty legitimate. I like the price. I think I could do it. I want to try it. Making a business decision is harder for people because they're not used to making business decisions. But if what you're doing looks fun and simple, then, you know, they could see themselves doing that as well. Is that a big part of why you try to keep it fun and simple?
Exactly. You know, the enthusiasm is definitely contagious. So, you know, usually when I'm at the happy hour, healthy happy hour, and my friend Eric Misch is at the healthy happy hour, we really try to bring the volume up a few notches. So you definitely want to identify, you know, the key speaker who's really going to be fun and entertaining and loud and really in your face. But it is, I mean, anyone can do it. You know, anyone can do it. The videos do the work for you. You know, you can keep it really casual and low-key. But, you know, the more fun you have, the more people are going to get it and want to do it and want to be involved with it, you know.
So is it important to know everything about everything to do your first healthy happy hour? I mean, does it get easier or does it get harder
No.
when you start to do them?
Well, I would say less is more. I mean, you're better off saying less and letting them, you know, find things out on their own, just keeping it to the really basics. We have a system in place here, so if you just follow the system of, you know, playing the videos, making the drinks, having a little bit, you know, having some questions and answers. You know, we always take questions after we speak a little bit. But before we speak, you know, we will also want to do a couple of testimonies with some people that are in the room. And something also that was really cool that you mentioned before that's like a training at these Healthy Happy Hours is that we'll typically invite people to the Healthy Happy Hours that are already members, that already have signed up a month, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 2 years ago. Because some of these people haven't been engaged. They haven't, you know, there really hasn't been a buzz started with certain groups because they don't know how to do a healthy happy hour. So once you start to do them, because, you know, you're going to make mistakes, you know, and that's okay. And the more you do them, the better they start to come out. You know, I've made hundreds of mistakes doing these. And it's very easy with Purium to cover up your mistakes because there's usually someone in the room that will identify that, or you'll see where you made the mistake and just kind of cover it up, you know, whatever it may be. If it's the drink doesn't taste that great, or you played the wrong video, or you said something that maybe wasn't correct, you could always backtrack and just say, oh, you know, and that's why when it's in not really a formal presentation, it just makes it fun and easy, you know, goof around, make jokes. I mean, we always hear Sandoval on the phone. He's always, you know, he's a great character as far as, like, how he's so knowledgeable and so educated about the products. But he makes light of the situation. He makes, you know, he keeps it fun and easy. That's why we all love him as a leader in the company, and just like yourself too, David. You're really good and, you know, outgoing and persistent and consistent in what you basically, you know, say and do with the company and keep it very light and airy and fun.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think that's a really important part is that, you know, everyone, or at least most everyone, has a job, and everyone or most everyone works hard at home, and everyone or most everyone is busy. And so, you know, if these healthy happy hours are a place where people want to go, they hear the music, they try the drinks, they have some fun, and they see people signing up and getting inspired and, you know, challenging each other or supporting each other or being part of it and losing weight and hearing the story, you know, of somebody losing 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 pounds and having psoriasis cleared up and all that sort of stuff, you know, there's that natural energy that is not hard. I mean, it's hard to find. So you know, to find something that is exciting and new and different, you know, that's hard to find. And so people will plug into the energy of the program as much as they're buying the product, they're buying you and they're buying the environment and they're buying the system. So it's great to see what you've done and Eric's done and some of the folks on your team. So congratulations on hitting Green Diamond, and I know for you as well, it's just a stop on a much longer and greater path for you and Jane, and excited to you know, have you share this information tonight. So
thanks.
For those of you listening in, yeah, thanks, Joel. I really appreciate it. You know, you're so knowledgeable and have so much great nutrition information, and yet, you know, your focus is keeping it simple. So good
right.
Stuff.
Thank you.
Well, cool. Well, you know, let me just wrap it up here by talking a little bit about the business side, and it'll just take me a minute or two or three. So, you know, we talk a lot about excite and invite and keep it fun and keep it simple, but the other piece is to keep it profitable, you know, and I think Shonda and Joel both said something really important, which is you want to over-invite, you know, and the more people you have, the better chance you're going to have of having energy and success. Because my experience is, if you have only a couple of people, a handful of people, 3, 4, 5 people, you have one doubter, you know, one downer type of person, and they can bring that small group down. On the opposite end, if you have 8 or 10 or 12 or 15 people, then you have one excited person who's the first person to jump up and enroll and say, this is unbelievable. That creates a cascade of other people wanting to jump in and enroll. And if you've got a garage full of 30 to 50 people, mentally, the person who's showing up and seeing 30 to 50 people, they're signing up whatever it is because they can't believe, you know, that there are 30 to 50 people in a garage on a Sunday afternoon. My gosh, I don't know what this is, but I got to be part of it. So it doesn't happen the first time. It doesn't happen the second time. But with consistency like Shonda's done, with consistency like Joel's done, then it starts to happen. It starts to get bigger. So make that commitment for yourself to do the healthy happy hours and then start to work with other folks to do them. And from a numbers standpoint, especially with the gold rush going on right now, Understand, if you have one gold pack enroll, you make $100. If you have the second one enroll, you make $150. The third one, $150. And the fourth one, $200. So just think about that for a second. As you're enrolling people in your Healthy Happy Hour, if you have 8 or 10 or 15 or 20 people that are there, you know, 20 couples that are there, then, you know, it's a far better chance that you start to not only have 100 and 150, but actually some $200 enrollments. And same thing with Platinum Packs. It's 175, 200, and 250. So that Sunday afternoon, that Thursday night, in and of itself can be profitable. And that's something that's exciting about our business, is that the return on investment for your efforts, whether you're enrolling customers or whether you're enrolling new members, especially golds and platinums, it can be a profitable night for you, but that's just the beginning. Because if you do it once and that's all you do, if you don't do it again for yourself or you don't find somebody else who wants to do it, then, you know, it's going to fizzle out. So make the commitment to try it. Make the commitment, more importantly, to try it consistently for a month or two or three and see what starts to happen to your business and to your check, and to see how many great people you meet and to see how many amazing stories come out of your efforts and how many people you can help. So no matter what your motivation is, this Healthy Happy Hour program is really amazing. And with the DVD that we have and with the new brochures we've got, everything's in place to keep it fun and simple, like Joel was talking about. So I really appreciate Shonda and Joel sharing their stories, Two Green Diamonds, On the Rise, and I'm glad that all of you were able to listen in. So stay tuned, stay close in listening in for, you know, our big innovations with the enrollment system, with our gift card marketing system, with our upgraded member kit, but don't stop right now. Boy, there's just so many great things happening. You know, keep inviting and exciting and enrolling and having healthy happy hours. And, you know, the last thing I'll say about the healthy happy hours that's great, too, is it's an easy way to measure your business. You know, if you're building by healthy happy hours, you know, hey, every week or twice a month I'm going to have a healthy happy hour. Now, oh, my gosh, I enrolled somebody else who wants to consistently have healthy happy hours. Now I've got two going on every week or every month in my business. Oh, my gosh, I've got seven going on right now on my team happening. That's how to build, and to build with consistency and to build with volume and to build with activity that you can measure. So anyway, good stuff going on. Sorry I ran a little long tonight, but just too much good information to hold back. So congratulations for all of you doing your transformation. Keep it up and keep sharing. And we will catch you tomorrow night. We've got a support call. Our support calls are at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, 3:30 Hawaii time, and then a half hour later we got a meet the owners call here, first of the month, first of the year, which will be fun and exciting with Dave and Amy, and that's at this time, which is 9, 6, and 4. So tomorrow, couple calls, plug in, join us, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night.